From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
Environmental reviews are standard procedure for evaluating major development proposals. Ideally, they provide unbiased information so agencies can make informed decisions. It seems self-evident that if developers hire consultants to prepare the initial environmental documents, the confidence in the review's accuracy will be hopelessly compromised. Yet that is exactly what happens in San Jose and elsewhere. What I call the San Jose process has the developers hire the firms that prepare the all-important initial analysis. Public officials may alter it, but the developers' agents control much of the information in the published draft. As an activist fighting to protect 3,000 acres of farmland in Coyote Valley from urban sprawl, I've seen this strange process. By design, it's an uphill fight to get accurate environmental information. This pro-sprawl bias threatens Coyote Valley's working farms south of San Jose because the developer Fox is in the environmental henhouse. Too often, the reports find no problems. Take Coyote Valley, where the developer-selected analysts later hired by San Jose in a no-bid process produced a report that received a scathing 1,000 pages of criticism, including from the state attorney general's office. Even San Jose acknowledged its flaws. But even if the information had been defensible, its credibility is suspect. He who takes a king's coin usually plays a king's tune. What separates a Coyote Valley report from other San Jose environmental reports is that this time, people paid attention and saw who guarded this henhouse. Reports on lower profile developments slipped through. San Jose must end the San Jose process. Instead, the city should use the developer fees to hire the consultants that San Jose selects. Most other Bay Area cities have already made this switch. Santa Clara County did in the 90s, and it's worked out well. Mayor Chuck Reed just unveiled his green vision for the city. While the biased review process is a legacy of the previous city government, I hope that the green vision quickly fixes this serious problem. With a perspective, I'm Brian Schmidt.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.